Wales, school students late and hungry due to privatised trains. Neil Stone Lake, Socialist Party Wales. Just weeks after Jeremy Corbyn was taken to task by the media for highlighting overcrowding on trains under privatisation, more evidence has emerged of its effects. Treacy Comprehensive lies in the Rhondda Valley in South Wales. It is one of the Welsh Government's flagship schools. It has been marked out as a centre of sixth form excellence by the Labour-led administration in Cardiff. Now students complain their education is suffering as a result of overcrowding and poor service on a river. The privatised company paid a whacking subsidy to get pupils to school on time. Passengers in the morning are frequently forced by overcrowding to stand in the toilets. Pupils have been forced to spend their dinner money on bus fares if they are not to be late. Carriages have been cut from 4 to 2 at the busiest times. Angry students and their parents have started a campaign following the decision to end free bus passes and charge up to £32.90 a term for a season ticket. One parent commented, "They have us both ways. The government in Cardiff subsidises the railways, then the companies clean up on fare increases, no matter how abysmal the service is." At the same time, Transport Union RMT is in dispute with a river over plans to further compromise safety and passenger welfare with more cuts to staffing. Investment, not cuts, is what's needed. The patchwork of privatised bus networks add to the problem. The Socialist Party fights for immediate public ownership of the transport system under democratic workers' control and management. Pay compensation to owners only on the basis of proven need,